Blog Talk Radio.
Indeed it is. Good evening, y'all. Welcome to another edition of The Chris Smith Show, starring your boy, Christopher Smith. Hey, listen, I appreciate you guys for being here. Honestly, man, guys, you could be in anywhere else in the world, but you decided to rock out with me instead tonight. I definitely appreciate that. People, I want to talk about something tonight. A little bit late getting on the boards here. I had a little technical difficulties trying to get in this thing here. But we are here live and in the flesh with a bulletproof vest. So I want to talk about something tonight. And I'm only going to be here half an hour. I'm only going to be here half an hour because I don't want to draw this out. I don't want to turn this thing into a long textbook perspective. I don't want to have people. I done got out of the business of trying to beat things in people's heads. I done got out of that business. So we're going to talk about the COVID vaccine. Okay, that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the COVID vaccine, and we're going to talk about the COVID vaccine because the COVID vaccine is doing a lot of things that people don't want to talk about. Once again, the COVID vaccine is doing a lot of things that people don't want to talk about. Now, people, I have a rule when I speak. The rule that I have when I speak is that I like to speak facts. I do not like to speak for the sake of sounding nice. I don't like to speak for the sake of having riddles. I don't like to speak for the sake of having people think that when I speak, I'm trying to shove something down your throat. I'm done with those days. I realize that intellect has enemies, okay? I realize that. Now, we're not going to harp on that too much, but we're going to talk about some things tonight. People, one of the things that make a great speaker is the ability to open up your mind in parallels to things that you are familiar with, okay? You are familiar with something. If I could get you to understand what I mean by that, what I'm simply saying is can get you to look at something. As I tell people, the example that I give is individuals that live paycheck to paycheck. And I help individuals understand that paycheck to paycheck is not what you think. The average person lives from payday to the next day. You do hear people say, this check is spent before I even get it. So how are you living paycheck to paycheck? Paycheck to paycheck means you get paid on the 1st. However, you get paid on the 15th. You still have money left over from your check on the 1st, on the 15th. Hence the term paycheck to paycheck, like a monkey swings from limb to limb. You let one limb go, you're going to break the cycle of limb to limb, and that monkey is going to fall to the ground. Okay? So what I like to do is I like to help people understand things outside of my words. And when I say I like to help people understand things outside my words, what I'm simply saying is a lot of individuals, they come from the perspective of not wanting to hear it because You said it. I don't want to hear that. I'm not interested in that. We live in times now, unfortunately, where people pay more attention to the messenger than they do the message. If you like something or someone, you will listen to them more than you would listen to someone you don't like, even if someone you don't like is saying something you don't need to hear. So, people, I'm going to play a 10-minute audio for you guys. It's actually a video, but because we are on radio, you cannot see me, so it will come to you by way of just audio. Now, people, before I play this for you, I'm going to give you my stance on COVID. When it comes to COVID, I am an educated person on diseases. I am not a specialist. I am simply educated. What I've heard about everything about COVID doesn't match any of my intellect, any of the teachings that I know. I have a book about diseases, and it's part of Nerdmatics to just have a book about diseases in your collection. People, you're going to hear this woman say some things about the mad cow disease, how there are mad cow disease items inside the shot. Let me say this. People, I am not saying this to offend anybody. So there are individuals that may not like me, and you may add this to the reason as to why you don't like me. However, I am here for the collective, the greater good. There are people that need their third eye open. There are people that need to hear what this woman is about to tell you, to what I was saying. There have been diseases in history that never caused a pandemic, the Ebola virus, hell, AIDS even, the flu. These things are, COVID comes last with these things, but yet we found ourselves calling this a pandemic. I'm going to talk about that tomorrow on the Christopher Smith Show, how the government wants to thin the herd, okay? Just know that. I'm going to talk about that tomorrow here on the Christopher Smith Show, Blog Talk Radio Network, starting at 8, okay? People, in addition to, I don't believe anything associated with COVID, not one thing, our immune system is a very, very efficient defense system. Let me say that again because I tripped that up. Our immune system is a very, very efficient defense system. It is. If you took the COVID vaccine, you got some particles in you now that is going to alter your immune system. Now, the term is normally associated with that is man playing God. Your system doesn't need any help. Our bodies don't need any help. Play this audio for you, and then I'll be back.
For being as kind as they are. You have a phenomenal staff here. Thank you for that. So I want to get right into several topics, one being misinformation, and the other one being Nuremberg Code. So 74 years ago, the Nuremberg Code came about as a result of the atrocities that occurred during the Second World War, specifically the Nazis with their genetic experiments on humans. And if you've read the Nuremberg Code, you would understand that as a result of all the countries, the major players in the world signing this document, they were very clear that humans would never be forced to wear a mask, never forced to endure vaccines that weren't safe, or any treatment protocol that was not safe, and certainly not a genetic experiment. Given that most people don't have a degree in molecular biology or anything along those lines, then I'd like to give you some information today. So from my perspective and working as I do, it concerns me greatly that one of the precepts, not only in the Nuremberg Code, which stated very clearly, we're not going to be an experiment ever again, signed off for. It also gave the people power to hunt down the Nazi war criminals, and that is often used in other instances to go after people creating genocide in their own countries, et cetera, et cetera. So the Nuremberg Code protects us, and it seems that it's been conveniently forgotten in the process of all this, what's going on. The misinformation, when constitutional lawyers for the government advise the government officials that they're not violating people's rights under the Charter of Rights in our Constitution, but rather just pushing the boundaries. And that gives me a great cause for concern. The Constitution, the Nuremberg, were all written to protect the people from the atrocities inflicted upon them, whether it was a government or other people that had the authority to do so, or in their own minds thought they had the authority to do so. When I listen to the radio, which I have to stop listening to, it concerns me that health units are unequivocally promoting a genetic experiment. This has never been done before in the history of mankind, where a foreign substance that mimics, but it doesn't, an mRNA strand that can possibly insert itself and permanently insert itself into the DNA of the human, that's unheard of. It's not, if you look at the statistics, if you look at anything that's going on, theirs is a reporting, it's a voluntary reporting center for professionals or others that want to tell people that I've had an adverse reaction, whether it's to a drug or a vaccine or whatever, a treatment. Well, theirs says that only 1% of people report, and as of last month, 13,000 people in the United States died directly from this chatter. Now, in 1972, smallpox vaccine was discontinued. Now, we all, most of us were old enough to have that vaccine, that nice little round dot you had on your shoulder. They discontinued it in 1972 for the following reason. There were some very few but serious side effects, including death associated with it, and after 26 people died of that vaccine, which had been in use for quite a number of decades, it was discontinued on the basis that 26 people had died from the smallpox vaccine. Wow. So it bears is reporting 13,000 deaths directly attributable to the vaccine, and it's only 1% being reported. You multiply that by 100, you got 1.3 million people that have directly died as a result of this vaccine. Unheard of in the history. The first thing that really triggered me when I was watching the news at the beginning of all this pandemic shit, excuse the language, is that minus 70 degrees was required for refrigeration of this particular vaccine. Never in the history has anything that I'm aware of ever needed to be below minus 20. Why minus 70? Thought about that a lot. I've experienced with some of the people that live off the grid, and they have their own power generating. They have all these electronic panels that automatically shut down at minus 49 to protect electronics from the extreme cold. And I was in Calgary in January, I forget how many years ago, maybe 15 years ago, and I watched it all in action. So my little brain got going and thinking, so what the heck is inside of this particular jab? It is not a vaccine by any definition. It is not. It's foreign material. It is not a natural extract from the virus or whatever else, which hasn't even been identified as the cause of this pandemic. So when I'm looking at all this, and I'm thinking, there's something wrong here. I don't know what I should call it, the pleasure or the displeasure, but I have tested people that have been jabbed. And I can't talk about their specific details, but let's just say it has a very long-lasting effect on them in a very short period of time. So when I listen to the radio and I hear the health units going on and on about how unvaccinated people are causing the Delta variant, that's the biggest lie to date that I want to point a finger at. Vaccinated people, when you put a pressure on a system, so you take an antibiotic and give it to a bacterial infection, if you don't kill off 100% of the bacteria, they will mutate to survive, and they're very good at surviving. All right? So, I just lost my train of thought, but so when I'm looking at how they're promoting this as vaccinated people, they are the ones that are creating the variants. They are exposed to a jab that is forcing them to either, it doesn't kill 100%. If nothing kills 100%, you're going to get variants. And they only usually mutate under an express application. Okay? Antibacterials, antiviruses, doesn't matter. So this is where the variants are coming from, and I would greatly appreciate the health unit to stop saying that, because it's an outright lie, and it's a coercion to get people to take it. Oh, that unvaccinated person, oh my God, I'm going to get something from them. It's all about fear and coercion. And so, since the Nuremberg Code has not been recalled, it is still in effect, and I would very greatly appreciate the members taking a good look at it to understand what I'm talking about. Now, it's a great long document, and I'm sorry, I wasn't prepared to speak today. I would have to. There is a couple of sections that have been extracted. Facebook had it a long time ago, so I can't quote this to you, but it essentially protects our rights. It protects us from being genetic experiments. And as a molecular biologist, it saddens me greatly that so many people are running to get this, whether it's a bride in the States, it was donuts and pizza and beer or whatever it was. If we really truly had a pandemic, you wouldn't have to convince people they needed to be vaccinated. And since there hasn't been full disclosure as to the contents of that, I have seen the results of people who have received it, and I didn't know whether to cry or to scream. I've never seen anything like it. hope that people will understand that for whatever purpose this pandemic is about, don't be forcing people to take something, because that Nuremberg code will apply to you. If you're talking on the radio telling people you need to get this, you need to get this, there has not been full disclosure as to the contents. Geneticists in other countries that pulled these apart are absolutely astounded at what they're finding. Two genes within that mRNA strand that are directly connected to prion diseases, which are deadly neurological diseases that take anywhere from 5 to 15 years to kill you. Think about mad cow disease. These are incurable at this point in time, because that protein is a natural production of the body. The body recognizes it, but it's misfolded and attached to the neurological systems. So there's also an indication that this jab was designed to be transmissible to people who are not vaccinated, so if they stand up for their rights and say, you can't make me do this, there's no full disclosures telling me what's in there, legally you can't force anybody, you can't even mandate us to have that vaccine. You can't. You don't have that authority, because that right was given to us from the Nuremberg all the way down to our Charter of Rights. So in the Nuremberg Code, the coolest thing about it all, and I wind up with this, is that people who followed the orders of their superiors wasn't a good enough reason to exclude them from punishment. So if your boss tells you to go stick that body into a kiln and you burn it, and you knew it was the wrong thing to do because you're complicit in murder, well, the Nuremberg Code made it very, very clear. You would be held accountable. And I'm not specifically saying the gentlemen and ladies here, but that Nuremberg Code is not being recalled and it's still in effect. It's being used today. So I want to thank you again for your time. I hope you take the time to find out not what the constitutional lawyers of the government are telling you, but rather what the real constitutional lawyers who aren't getting paid at this point in time have to say. Juan Farr is one of them. He's a very interesting lawyer. Please do your homework. These are our lives with the potential to cause huge numbers of deaths. One viral specialist is a virologist. He calls himself the best of the best, says he expects a mortality rate of 100% as a result of this jab. Others are less threatening in terms of 15% of the population would be culled as a result. No vaccine has cured any disease. The human immune system is incredible. If you feed it the right things, it will do its job amicably. Done deal.
Okay. All right, so everybody, I'm back. That was a 10-minute video that a woman, she was speaking actually in front of a panel. People, I have a copy of the Nuremberg Report. I have it from 1947. So I'm going to say a couple of things, and I'm going to read you all a good night. A couple of things I'm just going to say here, because I think that when you listen to what you just heard, that needs to be a food for thought. You don't need to hear me babbling on too much behind it. Number one, you heard that woman talk about a protein that was in mad cow disease. People, I got a book called Beef. Beef Explained Mad Cow Disease. It's a protein. And that protein, this the same protein that's inside of the COVID vaccine that kills cows. It puts holes in their brains. This is why it was called the mad cow disease. It was called the mad cow disease because when the holes was going in the cow's brains, it made them go crazy. Hence the term, they were going mad. That protein is inside the COVID. Another thing, you heard that woman talk about the federal advisors. Federal advisors have a roundabout way of doing things where they'll make you do something without indirectly telling you to do it. I'll give you an example. People, I went to school for law. And in my 20-year history of my business that I had, I helped over 200,000 individuals. I helped over 200,000 individuals because I infiltrated a system. I infiltrated a system. See, when I went to school for law, they thought I was in there to learn law. They thought I was in there to be on some old, yeah, I want to be an attorney. I don't got no desire to be a damn attorney. I just simply went in there and figured out everything and the intricate ways of law. So let me give you an example of how I got my victories. When you know the law, I know just what to say. So I'm going to tell you some actual examples. I got asked to come to court one day. I wrote a letter to the judge, and I said, listen, when I get there, don't try to act like a gangster in a robe. This is all true. When I get there, don't try to act like a gangster in a robe. You will not ask me no questions. If the other party, Tia Bradley, if she says something to me, what you're going to do instead of saying something to me, what you're going to do, judge, you're going to ask her the source of her the evidence. You're not going to ask me nothing. Now, I'm going to help y'all understand law. When you're asked to come to court, there's what you call a caption. In the caption, there is the United States versus the COVID makers of Pfizer. That's the caption. Then there's a reason. Reason for being, lawsuit, and the grounds of. When you go to court, if I wrote the letter a judge and said, boy, your wife sure do a very good buff job special. You can do that. You can actually write the judge a letter saying, hey, man, that time I seen you down the street butt naked at 7-Eleven. What you got to understand is the caption is all you can talk about when you go to court. The judge cannot talk about anything personal. That's why I talk to the judge the way I do. Now, other parties didn't know that I was talking to the judges. They thought I was going to be like all the other guys that came down there and got processed. But I knew. That's what the government is advisors are doing to everybody when it comes to COVID. They're not telling you to take it, but they're trying to tell the world around you, don't include you in activities because you don't take it. And that, people, is illegal. You cannot do that. Okay? That's what she was saying. It's called government trickery. That's what it's called. Now, and then I'm going to finalize my voice here in front of you guys tonight by saying there's another thing that she said. She said currently, no, actually, I'm going to say two things. I'm going to go back to the protein. Let me go back to, she said, the protein that's inside, that's the same protein that was inside the mad cow disease. This protein gets inside of you and it lays in dormant, and it normally kills 10 years later. When the cows that caught the mad cow disease, I'm going to tell you what happened. When you hear a commercial say, we make dog food with real animal byproducts, when you use animal byproducts, what dog food makers are trying to do, they're trying to make foods that are full of proteins, okay? And what other way to get proteins than from, so what happened with the mad cow disease, they took dead cows. And they took dead cows, and they boiled them, and all the slew and everything, they grinded up the bones and everything, and they made this slew. And the slew was full of cow byproducts. And what happened was when you give the body an overload of protein, they didn't know this, the body now has so much protein, the body doesn't know how to react anymore. But they didn't know they was going to put holes in the cow's brain. This same protein is inside of COVID. This is why she said some people are saying that all that are taking it are going to have a between 5 and 15-year fatality rate, 100% fatality, because that protein is going to go into your brain and going to do the inevitable. People, you got to educate yourself. All right? Don't hate me. I didn't take it. I'm not going to tell nobody who took it. I got nothing to say to you. This is something that you need to hear. Like I said, I know you're going to hate me for it. I get it. Finally, she said this. She said, as of the month or so ago when she made that video, percent of fatalities due to the COVID vaccine, because it got into people's systems and killed them, was at 13,000. And that was 1%. What that woman said, 1% is, if 1% is 13,000, 100%, if they were reported, will be 1.3 million. So let's stick with the 13,000. You may say, hey, that's not bad. But when you're educated, you have something to put in parallel with. It's okay to be ignorant, people. I'm ignorant to a lot of things. So I'm using the appropriate definition. Don't get mad at me. Once again, I'm using the appropriate definition, okay? It's okay to be ignorant to some things. So what that woman said was that in the 8 or 9 months that COVID has been out, we got 13,000 deaths. Let's just stay at the 1%. Let us today assume that the 1% is really the 100%, okay? Let us presume. Let us just go about our merry lives and say 13,000 people killed behind a vaccine is not bad. But then she also said in the decades, plural, that the smallpox vaccine has been out, it killed 26 people. And because it killed 26 people, they felt that this virus was indeed a menace to society, and it was discontinued. Do the math, people. Good night.